happy Holy Saturday. This is this period where we're waiting for Easter morning. We have Good Friday in the background, but we often forget about what happened on this day. Now, while it's a period that we're waiting, this is the period where we think about Jesus' descent to the realm of the dead. The Apostles' Creed talks about this, saying that Jesus descended to the dead or the realm of the dead or to hell. Sometimes that language is used. Nevertheless, this is the time where Jesus goes to the realm of existence that the Old Testament refers to as Sheol. There's other words that are meant to describe this, but it's a powerful doctrine that expresses the total victory of Jesus over death. John Calvin said that if we neglect this doctrine, much of the benefit of the Christian faith is lost. And it's referred to in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, chapter 4, verse 6, Revelation 1:18, which says, "I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." It's also at the background of passages like Matthew 12:40, Ephesians 4:8 through 9, Philippians 2:9 and 10, Acts 2:25 through 31, Matthew 27:52 and 53. Now, even though we can't get into the specifics of probably what all is implied by what happens, Thomas Oden says there's scriptural grounding for the belief that Christ descended into the boat of the dead, but hardly, he says, for speculation into the details upon precisely how or why this descent occurred. He says that if that was the case, it would have been revealed in Scripture. Nevertheless, this doctrine demonstrates the way that Jesus shares fully in our humanity. It also shows how Jesus proclaimed the gospel throughout time to those who are awaiting their full deliverance. And it expresses the way that Jesus totally is victorious over Satan and the principalities and powers of evil. And it unites Jesus together with the saints from all time in his ascension. So if you look at some of the scriptures, you'll get that idea. And I think this is what C.S. Lewis had in mind at the end of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where Aslan, Lucy, and Susan go into the queen's castle. And when they're there, there's all of the people like Mr. Tumnus who have become statues, and Aslan breathes on them and they come back to life. I love this image. So as we wait for Easter morning, know that Jesus is working. Jesus is bringing total victory, and he wants to do that for you today.